Don't you love what happened in the church this morning? Look at this. Doesn't it look beautiful? Such a wonderful addition. Yep. Now what we need to do is to figure out how we can take different seasons of the year and have color here all the time. It makes such a great difference. Christmas, full of color, light, energy. You know, it won't be long before packages are going to appear under our tree. There's going to be small packages and in-between-sized packages and big packages and packages that make noise when you shake them and packages wrapped in such a way that your hands just itch to get a hold of them and get that wrapping off and find out what's inside that package. Wrappings make such a big difference in our response to what might be inside the package. Big boxes with kind of red and green Christmas tree wrapping all around them, that creates anticipation. Medium-sized boxes with brightly colored paper, that creates attention. Packages that jingle when they're shaken, that creates excitement. Gently wrapped little packages, man, they create curiosity. Because you know, little things frequently mean big money. Wrapping's pretty neat. It's very, very important to us. I can remember several years ago at a white elephant party, we had quite an event at our house. It actually began in the heat of summer in the middle of July or so when Lena was driving down our alleyway and she came upon the biggest, ugliest plaster of Paris pig ever created in history sitting on top of somebody else's trash exactly where it belonged. But in her mind, she thought white elephant, red pig meant white elephant. She stops her car. I don't know what the people thought in our alleyway. But she stopped. I think she must have looked both ways. She stops her car, gets that big red plaster of Paris pig, and home it came, stored away for the wonderful night of the white elephant party. Well, while everyone else was gorging on food, as in accordance with my wife's instructions, first to sneak the gifts in and secondly to remember what it was we were bringing, having opened up our own white elephant one time at least, I brought this big box in and got it in there. And you can just imagine when everybody walked in the living room when we were going to do the white elephant party, you can just imagine the response as they looked at this big box. And you know at a white elephant party, you stay away from big. But we had one fellow who was the original party animal who was part of this group. And he just said, all right, I'll do it. And he got into this thing and he gets this big, red, hideous, ugly, plaster of Paris pig. Well, he took a lot of teasing that night. He handled it well. He did offer Kyle $25 to keep the pig, but I'd rather pay Kyle the $25 myself than have that pig around my house. So off it went with its wonderful new owner. Well, the following year, you can imagine that everyone came back anticipating the big box and the big red pig. And they came in and they looked all around. Wasn't any big box. So they thought, well, okay, Averill, who had the red pig, he was a decent guy, and he just did the right thing and got rid of the thing. About halfway through the time of exchange, somebody picked up a small red envelope. With that, Averill was out of his seat and out the door as fast as he could go, and everybody says, uh-oh, because the small red envelope contained a gift certificate for the big red pig. Now, the big red pig came with adoption papers and family pictures. The big red pig in the high chair drinking milk. The big red pig at the family picnic having fun. Oh, it was a wonderful event. It was, and in fact, it became a heritage. The big red pig was passed on for several years, and we have a sort of an album of the big red pig and family adventures from several years. Wrappings make a difference. Big box, little envelope. Wrappings make a difference. And that's the reason why I ask you this year, how will you wrap your Christmas presents? Well, you notice I'm not talking about gifts. I'm talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Because our Christmas presents is Christ in us. You know, the first thing that's important about the Lord Jesus Christ, of course, is that as the Son of God, He humbled Himself and obeyed His Father and became human. And He wrapped Himself in human flesh. But the message of Christmas is this: He never stopped wrapping Himself in human flesh. He continues to wrap Himself in our flesh. And what is this thing, this Christmas presence? What exactly is it? Well, it's found in Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2 at verse 10. Because in Luke chapter 2 at verse 10, the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy." Your Christmas presence is the joy that Jesus lives in us. That's what our Christmas presence is. You see, Christmas is a season of joy, and then it goes away and life continues the same, except for us, because Jesus lives in us. It's so easy for us to forget this reality. We forget the presence of Christ in us. We forget that Christ in us is our whole reason for being. We forget that we were created to be containers of God. We were created to be indwelt by God. We were created to be God's temple. We were created to be the very living presence of the Son of God in us and through us. We were created to be filled with the joy of having Jesus in us. What is this joy, by the way? It is our Christmas presence. Joy, by the way, is the parenthesis that marks the beginning and the end of our Lord's life. His whole life was full of joy in many respects. His birth was surrounded by joy. The whole point of Luke 2:10 is that there's good news of great joy because a Savior has been born. It's good news for all men and women who will hear it and respond to it. Joy marked every dimension of our Lord's life, from His birth to His message to His ministry. Even at His death, He spoke of joy. He tells us in John 15 that He teaches us to abide in Him in verse 11 so that His joy may be in us and our joy may be complete. The whole relationship with the Lord Jesus is designed to bring us a sense of security, safety, and stability. Whether we face birth or death, or any other dimension of life, Christ in us is the source of safety, the source of security, the source of stability. That's what joy is. Joy is not happiness. That comes, that goes. You've connected happiness and happenings. You know that happiness depends on what's happening. It's event-oriented. It's a great thing to throw a party for somebody and everybody has a happy old time. That's tremendous. But how can you be happy when you received overwhelming word from a medical doctor? How can you be happy when your child is passing through deep and terrible pain? How can you be happy when this season reminds you far more of loss than of gain? How can you be happy when you're facing some of life's most overwhelming difficulties? You know, sickness and struggle and sin don't take a break at the holiday. There's no holidays for these things. Sometimes they're even more severe. No, we're not talking about happiness. Joy is the result of our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a source of strength. It's an essence of security. It's a way of stability because we count on Him. Sometimes I get so disgusted with myself because my sins are so petty and cheap and little. You'd think by now I could learn how to sin with some sort of class. But there's no class in sin. No class in sin. Sin is just sin, and I hate it. I'm so ashamed to write in my journal some of the things that I must. And yet in the midst of all of that, I have a Savior who in His faithfulness, His willingness to cleanse me, His forgiveness, brings me strength, security, stability. My friends, our Christmas presence is Christ in us, and that's the presence that we have to give to everyone around us. But the question is, how will we wrap this Christmas presence this year? How will you wrap your Christmas presents? Well, here's what I want you to know. I want you to know that we wrap our Christmas presents in exactly the same way as God wrapped His. He wrapped His in human flesh. That's the tissue paper wrapped around our Christmas presents. We're going to kind of do our packing the way we do it when we actually put the package together. You know, you have something precious, something that's really valuable. You take tissue paper. That's kind of the protective wrapper around it. And it's got that nice feel to it. It's a mark of class. It's a mark of excellence. It comes with a little seal. I got some stationery that my daughter-in-law and Kent and Michelle gave to me recently, and it came with tissue paper around it with a gold seal on it, and it just looked first class. So we're wrapping our Christmas presents down. First, we're taking the tissue paper. The tissue paper is our humanity. Tissue paper tears easily. It's very fragile, frail. You sure wouldn't wrap something and send it to the U.S. mails with only tissue paper, would you? Tissue paper is humanity. It's our weakness. It's our frailty. It's our struggles. It's our fears. It's our hurts. It's that which we carry with us. It's that which we worry about. It's the tenderness of our souls. This joy, God's Christmas presence, is a little baby, a human being. You know, Mary felt exactly the same thing every mother has ever felt. It was a wonder for me to watch Lena with our little ones when they were first born, and just to see her and to know that she would spend hours looking at their faces. She literally spent hours holding those little boys, those little babies, and looking at them. And every mother's done that. Looking, wondering, talking, cooing, praying. That's what Mary did. Because Jesus was as fragile and tender as tissue paper. The very presence of God wrapped up in human flesh. The very presence of God wrapped up in frailty. That's Christmas. Christmas marks the entrance of God into human flesh in an exciting and unique way. But it continues to this day. And again, I remind you of this. It is our privilege to wrap Christ's presence in our human flesh and present it as a gift to those around us all year long. The wrapping paper may be getting a little wrinkled. The ribbons may be getting a little thinner and frayed. Not quite what they used to be. But you know what? God uses the wear and the tear, the wrinkles and the fraying, to show His Christmas presence even more powerfully through us. One of the greatest privileges we have in all of life is as we age, as we move toward a greater than ever expression of our humanity. Christ in us continues and becomes clearer and more beautiful than ever. Emmanuel lives in us. When you get up tomorrow morning, I don't know what else you're going to think about. I know you stumble into the bathroom and turn on the light and say, "Ugh." I understand that. I do anyway. Well, tomorrow morning, when you finally clear out your eyes and adjust to the light, I want you to look in the mirror and say, "Emmanuel lives in me." I want you to stand up straighter. And I want you to smile. And I want you to be excited because today, in the frailty of the tissue paper of human flesh, you have the opportunity to live Emmanuel, God Himself living in you, expressing His life through you. What could be greater? What could be greater? Well, we need to add to this. Because we wrap our Christmas presents in humble human flesh. And this is the box that contains our Christmas presents. It's a humility. It's the same thing that our Lord did. He humbled Himself. It's that sense, that determination, that realization, I don't deserve this. I don't deserve any of this. God has chosen to move and work in my life. God has chosen to bring me to Him. It's absolutely amazing that Jesus was wrapped in the same simple cloths that every baby who was ever born in His time was wrapped, just like every other baby. You know, He only continues to inhabit the humble. The proud have no need for Him. They think they can handle life for themselves. See, if you've never come to understand there's a separation between you and God, if you've never come to understand that your actions of disobedience, your resistance to God, your insistence on self-reliance, these are the things that cut you off from God. Emmanuel does not live in you. You have only yourself. And sometimes when you really look inside, you sense emptiness. And you don't know what to do with it, so you run away from it. You hide it. You cover it up. You may cover it up with success in your business, or you may cover it up with alcohol or chemical dependence. You may cover it up with sex. You may cover it up in any of a number of ways, but the simple fact of the matter is you continue to be empty. Because you were made to have God living in you. And so you must humble yourself. And say, Lord Jesus, I thank You that You died for me. Thank You that You died for my sin. I thank You that You will live in me. Lord Jesus, I count on You and You alone for the eternal life I so desperately want. You see, it is through our humility that the presence of Jesus is seen. Our significance is not seen in ourselves. In fact, this morning, I took a few minutes on purpose to tell some people how much they have meant to this church. I wanted them to know. And a little bit later, I was stopped. And I was told, you know, it's not because of what we did. It's because of what He did. That's right. That's right. Because you see, we wrap our Christmas presents not just in human flesh, but in humble human flesh. But let's look at what else is true. You see, we're going to wrap our presents, our Christmas presents, in dependent human flesh. This is the wrapping paper. This is the wrapping paper. This is what people see on the outside. This is what people look at and they notice. And maybe they say to us, oh, you're doing such a great thing. You're doing such a wonderful thing. You're making such an impact. But we all know, and we know this even as it was said to me not too long ago, this morning, just a few moments ago, we didn't do it. The Lord did it. Human flesh. Humble human flesh. Dependent human flesh. You know what is most significant, I think, in terms of, sometimes I think we fail to understand this. There is a profound difference, of course, between the Lord Jesus Christ and us. But Jesus became man to overcome the difference between God and man. The difference continues, but He is the expression of God Himself. And one of the things that He teaches us is how to live God's way. And He makes it very clear. The Scriptures make it very clear that Jesus became a real human being and lived with the same needs as all human beings, apart from sin. Thus we are told that the Holy Spirit came upon Him. That's a great picture in all of Scripture for the empowering ministry of the Holy Spirit in and through us. We're also told that Jesus Himself said, I do nothing on my own initiative. I only do what I see the Father do. I never act on my own. That's the way our lives work, my friends. There is this great sense of desperate dependence upon the Lord Jesus Christ. There is this awareness every morning when I get up that this day I cannot live without the presence and power of the Lord Jesus Christ working through me. I do nothing apart from Him. That lasts. You know, you can do all kinds of things apart from Him. But the key factor is, it will not last. We can do nothing eternal apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we wrap ourselves in dependent human flesh, an attitude of dependence on God's Spirit. If Jesus as a man could do nothing apart from God's Spirit and God's purposes, how can we ever assume that we could do anything? There's one more way that we wrap our Christmas presents. we wrap our Christmas presents in submissive human flesh. That's the ribbon on the package. When people look at us and they want to know what makes you so unique, the thing that they're going to see, and let me tell you when they're going to see this. They're going to see this under pressure, under stress. Sometimes maybe you've noticed this, I've noticed this. You just can't tear ribbon. You notice that? You get some good ribbon, it's just very hard to tear it. You have to get the scissors out. I mean, you want to tear into it, you just want to take it apart, but you can't. You go... Ribbons like that. It looks so frail, and it is so small. But it takes scissors to cut it. Submission. Obedience. This is what marked our Lord. In fact, the night before Christmas... I want to talk in a couple of weeks on Christmas Eve morning. 'Twas the night before Christmas. The last words our Lord said before He entered time and space were these, I've come to do Your will, O God. And some of the last words He said before He went back into the presence of the Father was, I've done Your will, John 17. Submissive human flesh acts always to do the will of God. So how then do we wrap our Christmas presents in the tissue paper of frail humanity, in the box of humility, in the wrapping paper of dependence, tied with the ribbon of submission? You know something? Nothing. Nothing. Nothing more clearly pictures all of this than the Lord's table. Because the Lord's table takes us from the cradle to the cross. The Lord's table takes us to where we see His humanity, His humility, His dependency, His submissiveness. It's at the cross that the wrappings were torn open for all to see. It's at the cross that the gift was finally revealed in its total fullness. It's at the cross that we see the love. It's at the cross that we see the grace. It's at the cross that we see the mercy. It's at the cross that we see the reason for the joy. And the Lord's table unwraps God's Christmas presents. The wrapping is the means that attracts the attention of others to what's inside. Wrappings serve their purpose, wrappings matter, but only until the time that the presence is open. Then you see, things change. They draw us to the gift, they arouse anticipation, create curiosity, stir up excitement, bring us to the presence inside the wrappings. But their purpose is accomplished, and they are set aside. You know what? So it is with us. The Lord's table helps us to understand our purpose. Our purpose is to be unwrapped. And there's one thing that ultimately we can leave behind. It's the presence that we have to give to those around us. It's the presence of Christ in us. As wrapping, we matter, but someday the wrappings will be completely undone. And the gift will be totally revealed. And the Lord's table takes us to the place where we must all go. What matters most about us is the presence we leave behind. This morning I invite you to come into that very presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. This morning I invite you to join with me in this special season of worship, this special time of worship, where we enter into the full presence of Christmas. And so we have it. The wrappings, the bread, and the cup. Let's prepare our hearts this morning. For the bread, this morning I want a particular sense in our spirits of thanksgiving. Thank God that Jesus came to bring His presence to us. Thank God that God wrapped His presence in human flesh. Worship our Lord this morning for the wrappings that revealed the presence. Thank Him. Brothers, if you will come, distribute the elements. Just spend this first time in a spirit of thanksgiving.